You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to e-commerce radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we are with Jennifer Varner, founder and CEO of pure-ecommerce.com, who is a mompreneur and e-commerce expert who helps burgeoning entrepreneurs in the U.S. and Canada create successful retail internet businesses. Prior to running pure-ecommerce.com, Jennifer was the CEO and founder of one of the largest and well-known online maternity clothing companies. Jennifer, a privilege to have you a part of e-commerce radio.
Thank you for having me this morning. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. So, Jennifer, what does Pure E-commerce offer?
Pure E-commerce is what we do is mainly create complete, ready-to-go e-commerce businesses. So we basically take a great domain name, design a site around it, travel to trade shows here in the United States to find vendors, establish the relationships with the vendors, load up all the product, do some initial search engine optimization work to it, and then sell the site. And then once we sell the site, we begin working with the client one-on-one, going over every aspect of setting up, running, and growing an e-commerce business. So essentially, it's a complete ready-to-go business in a box, so to speak, along with somebody to fully mentor you or train you on each and every aspect that's involved in setting up a successful e-commerce business.
So how did you come up with the idea for Pure E-commerce?
Well, I created a, out of the literally the kitchen of my home, my own e-commerce business, designed the site, contacted the vendors, did all of the groundwork. It was a maternity clothing company. And within a two-year period, that site was doing over $100,000 a month in sales. And I believe by the end of year two, we were doing over $1 million in sales for the year. And that company grew fast and furious. And I ended up selling the site, the business, and after I sold it, I had quite a few people inquire about me helping them with their own e-commerce businesses. So that's where the thought about becoming a consultant came in. But then I just decided that I had a lot of great ideas for e-commerce businesses, and if I could pair that up with actually teaching people how to run the business, that would be a more successful and interesting business model to me personally than just consulting. I've always felt like I can start a business for anybody. Anybody that comes to me with any sort of skills, I can turn that into a business for them. That's definitely sort of my forte and what I'm good at. So I decided to turn that into an actual business. And it means so much to me that each and every day I can help people become entrepreneurs. It's an extremely fulfilling career for me.
Why is it beneficial to own an e-commerce business versus a brick and mortar?
Well, I think that is actually becoming more and more obvious to all of us as more and more people are now shopping online. The anticipated numbers show that 10 billion people worldwide shop online now currently, and that's to increase to 20 billion by the year 2020. So if you look at sort of what's happening in our world today, we're changing. We're no longer, in 5 years from now, we'll be reading books strictly on Kindles and tablets. There won't be magazine racks at stores anymore. Magazines will be obsolete, and they'll strictly be on Kindles as well and your tablets. It's the same with online shopping. If you can conceptualize where are we going to be in 5-10 years from now, you'll really understand that the majority of our generation that we're raising now, they will be doing all of their purchasing or the majority of their purchasing online. They won't be reading books, and they'll be doing those on Kindles and devices. And so just you have to understand where how this we're turning into this electronic age, and that we won't be going back to that. And so in a lot of ways, getting into e-commerce now is you're almost sort of on the infancy, getting in its infancy as well.
Today we're joined by Jennifer Varner, founder and CEO of pure-ecommerce.com, who is a mompreneur and e-commerce expert who helps burgeoning entrepreneurs in the U.S. and Canada create successful retail internet businesses here on e-commerce radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jennifer, what does it mean when you say dropship e-commerce business?
So now in today's day and age of e-commerce, you have two choices. You can hold inventory. Or you can do what we call a dropship model. So a lot of vendors now that sell their products to the trade or sell at a wholesale or retail now offer dropshipping. And what that means is when you get an order, you simply fax or email the order over to the vendor. The vendor will fill the order and then ship it directly to the customer. So this cuts down on shipping time for the actual customer, obviously. It saves you it saves you from having to invest in the overhead of purchasing inventory and paying to keep that inventory somewhere. And it also reduces your overall risk for your business because you're not making that tremendous investment in inventory. You simply pay for the item when you sell the item. So somebody comes onto your website, they purchase $1,000 worth of furniture. You'll send that order over to the furniture vendor. They'll fill the order. They'll send that furniture directly to the customer, and they'll charge you the wholesale cost of that order. And you've already charged the customer the retail price of the order through your website.
So how much time commitment is needed to run an e-commerce business?
Well, it's no different than any other business. You know, though running an e-commerce business is tremendously convenient, you can run it from wherever you want in the world. As long as you have a computer and a cell phone or a phone, you can run your e-commerce business. So it's tremendously advantageous in that it can be run from wherever you'd like, and it can be run in your own time. It still has to be run. And so a lot of people have this idea that they will build a business and they will come, and an e-commerce business is just simple. It's simple in a lot of facets, but it still has to be worked, and it has to be worked hard. There's the minimum time investment could be 1 to 2 hours per day, or you're checking your orders and sending them over. But then on a weekly basis, you need to make time for working on your search engine optimization and your online and offline marketing. And, of course, your social media needs to be done daily as well. But with that said, the more you put into your business, the faster it's going to grow. The less time you put into your business, the slower it's going to grow. So it's no different than a traditional brick and mortar. Your time commitment needs to be there. Your work ethic needs to be there. It's just great because you can do it in the middle of the night if you'd like. It's really up to you when you decide to work it.
And finally, in conclusion, what advice do you have to our listeners who may be considering to start their own business and become future entrepreneurs in the e-commerce space?
I think that it's really important that you think about the industry that you'd like to go into. Try to choose something, or don't try, but choose something that you have a connection to, that you're going to enjoy selling, that you're going to connect to the product, so the marketing ideas are really going to flow easier for you once you're selling the product. And go into it with an excitement, a level of excitement and passion. If you're going into it scared or you're going into it unsure of yourself, then maybe it's not the right time. You need to enter into any sort of entrepreneurial situation with a belief in yourself, an excitement about becoming an entrepreneur, and about a passion about what you're about to embark in, embark on. Because it's an extremely exciting time to become an entrepreneur. So you want to make sure that it feels right and that you're ready to commit to the level of work that will be involved.
We've been speaking with Jennifer Varner, founder and CEO of pure-ecommerce.com, who is a mompreneur and e-commerce expert who helps burgeoning entrepreneurs in the U.S. and Canada create successful retail internet businesses. And the website of reference, once again, is pure-ecommerce.com. Jennifer, thanks so much for being with us here today on E-Commerce Radio.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And the pleasure was also ours. And this is Eric Dye. And you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.